Hey yo, and here we go, another episode of We Talk Music is on the air and in your ear one more time. I'm your never so humble host, Mo, and joined by the man with the golden voice, the king of the casters, the Mr. Brett Podcast. And I don't have time to get into all your nicknames, Brett. You got too many. And besides, speaking of having a lot, we have a gentleman who has a lot going on with us.
That is for sure. This guy has so many projects going on, it seems like, all the time. Amazing, amazing guitarist. The reason that we are here to talk to him is from his new solo project, Free Fall. He is Magnus Carlson. Magnus, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we are really happy to have you on the show, be able to talk to you, because honestly, it seems like every time we want to go listen to something, your name is on it. So how do you manage that?
Yeah, I don't have any hobbies. I just write music. Actually, that's quite true. I don't play tennis or golf, or I don't watch any sports or anything. When I have some time over from, I like to sit down and write a song. That's really what I like to do. So for me, it's just fun. And if you have fun, it's easy to do a lot of stuff, I think.
Well, for sure. And I mean, when you talk about, so, of course, Free Fall, We Are the Night is the new album that's coming out on June 12th. And it's definitely fun. And the fact is that you've got all these amazing singers again. I mean, all your Free Fall albums have these great singers. So, let's talk about some of these singers and writing for them.
Yeah.
So do you craft the song specifically for the singer, knowing that you're going to have different people, or how does it kind of work that the person gets a particular song?
Yeah. Yeah. I write them for the singers, and that helps me when I write the song. I can hear the voice in my head if I write for Russell Allen, for example. That makes it easy, because I can imagine what it will sound in the end, and I can hear his voice. And if I just write a song and I don't know who will sing it, that's much harder for me.
Is there anybody on this album, I mean, considering the last two Free Fall albums, was there anybody who you would have loved to have gotten back that you didn't get on this one?
Yeah, on all three albums, I asked Bob Catley that I did his solo album that was maybe 10 years ago, and but he was always busy with Avantasia and his own band Magnum. But that would be great to have him.
He's a fantastic singer, a friend of the show, and I mean, again, it's just the talent that you've managed to bring on is amazing. So at what point then have you got the vocalist sorted when you know that you're doing an album?
How do you mean, in what order? Or
when we talk about Free Fall and of course the new album, We Are the Night, like at what point did everybody start coming on? Like, when did you start approaching them?
I started with Tony Martin, because it wasn't one song on the last album, and he was the reason that I wanted to do another one. And I thought, if he says yes, then I will do a third one. And also when he said yes, I asked Nora, because I've thought about her and listened a lot to her band, Battle Beast. And she's really great. And sometimes they want to hear the song before they say yes. And I think I wrote it to her and sent it, and she liked the song. And and then I asked some new guys that I haven't worked with before, and maybe some unknown guys too, like Renan Santa from Brazil. I saw his band, Electric Mob. I just saw a video and I said, wow, to have that guy. And I asked him, and he really liked my stuff. And it came out great.
Yeah, actually, the Queen of Fire, that is probably my second favorite track on the album. My favorite actually is your No Voices track, On My Way Back to Earth. I just think that's fantastic. It's got such a nice... I don't know how to explain it. It's it just it it envelops all over you, you know, that song.
I haven't written any instrumentals since my band Last Tribe many years ago, because I don't think that Frontiers really like to have too much instrumental, and I'm not so into it either. I don't listen a lot to guitar albums anymore, but I had this idea, and the plan was to have it as a bonus track for Japan or something, but then Andos, the drummer, he said, no, this is too good. We can't have it as a bonus. And so he's responsible. So it's on the album. And
it is really good. You know, I always ask this, though. I mean, I'm curious. How do you name an instrumental song when there's no words? How do you come up with the title?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, really. I don't remember what thoughts I had in my head, but the title came long after the song, so it was something I felt when I listened to it.
And then, of course, I mean, you are so busy on this album. I mean, doing guitars, bass, keyboard, and singing a couple of the songs. Mm. Now, like, you know, is there I guess when you're crafting a song and when you're putting out all of doing all the instruments and stuff like that, is there something that you're aiming for within each instrument? Like, you want the bass to sound something specific for each one of them? And just, you know, like, do you ever think about bringing in somebody from the outside for a different voice, or is it just like, no, this is my vision?
Yeah. When it comes to the Freefall albums, I want to do it on my own, but I do a lot of other stuff, and sometimes I work with great, especially drummers, but bass players and other guitar players too. But I have a vision of the arrangement, and even if I know better bass players than myself, maybe they won't play exactly how I want the arrangement to be. So I like to do it on my own, especially the keyboards. I'm actually not a good keyboard player, but I can sit for a day and just look for the right sound and make it good. I can practice and then play it. So even if there are a lot of better keyboard players I could hire, maybe I would not get the sound that I wanted for the song, and I think that's really important, especially on the Freefall albums. And I love to see and check out new, you know, string libraries, and I can sit for hours and look for the right sound. So that's something that I want to do. I just don't want to leave the song to someone else and they play it in their way.
Yeah I mean, it must be really hard to try to do these songs live and have you play you know, three instruments all at one time, of course.
Yeah, but then when it's done...
I thought you were a little lazy not playing the drums, too.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. I can play drums, but it's not good enough. But if we would do it live, then we have the album, and I can give it to a keyboard player and explain it. It's easy for him to understand the vision I have. So that would work.
Do you anticipate, I mean, of course, everybody's stuck right now without being able to to go to concerts, but do you anticipate being able to take some of We Are the Night out on tour?
Yeah, that would be great. And I have thought about it, to do it with the whole Freefall project, and maybe choose a couple of singers that could, so I can't bring all, I don't know, how many is it, 20? but maybe 5 or something, and that would be great.
It would certainly make an amazing festival if you were able to just to bring everybody that you possibly could, and then just come in at certain points for Freefall songs, let them do some of their own stuff.
Yeah, that would be great. And we actually discussed it on Frontiers Records have had their own festival, and they asked me to do a solo show and bring in, you know, Jorn and Russell and everyone, but yeah, it's hard. All the great guys are touring all the time and are busy, and now they don't have the festival anymore, I think, not at the moment at least.
Well, you could almost do just a festival just on the albums you're releasing this year. You know, you got Alan Wilson that came out in March. This is coming out, I think, in June, and is it July? Primal Fear's Metal Commandos is coming out. So, yeah. I mean, my only question is that when that one finally comes out, is then are you going to get some sleep or what?
No, I already started on the next. Actually, the biggest project ever I started on now to do a metal opera only with female singers.
Oh, wow.
And, just the email conversations took me a month to discuss with everyone. And yeah, that will be great. Really, really.
So cool. That is, and, do you think that will release this year as well?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. I have a deadline for it in, I think it's September. And so I guess it will be in the beginning of next year, the release. They need 6 months or something to before the release.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, it, like, that's the thing, right? We were always talking to musicians, and of course we always hear, oh, the album's been done for so long, and then they have to put it into the schedule. And I mean, is it ever difficult to have an album in the can and to be like just really excited for everybody to hear it and have to wait for like 6 months?
Yeah, always. I'm never getting used to it. And for example, the song we were talking about, On My Way Back to Earth, we have a video for that one, and it was supposed to be released a couple of weeks ago, but now they're gonna release it, I think, in 1 week or something. And just that delay was, oh, I want to release it now because I want to hear what people think about it. And but it's always like that. And sometimes I have to wait a year before it's released. It depends on the schedule.
Well, and especially when you have 42 projects coming out in a year, then of course then it's very hard to release all of them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So then one of the other things that I'm interested in is when we talk about these other projects, like, I mean, we know about you writing for Freefall. So you know, what about writing for some of the other things? I mean, even writing for Primal Fear, you know, working with Tony Harnell on Starbreaker and stuff like that. What do you try to bring, you know, when it comes to you playing your guitar and writing for them?
I'm just wondering, do you go, oh, this is too good for those other guys. I'm keeping it.
Yeah. I don't just write songs and then take the best for my own projects because I don't have any leftovers because I release it all. And so if we're going to do a new Primal Fear album, then I have an empty desk and I start from scratch. And I know the Primal Fear style is not like Alan Landy or Ferryman. It's not so much keyboard and it's more, you know, hard and power metal. And I love that style too. And I think it's good. I have some different visions because if every project would be or band would be too similar, it would get boring and it would be hard for me to write new stuff. That's why I wanted to write for more female singers now, because I want to try that more. I thought it was great with Nora and also Annette. And as I said before, when I know who's going to sing it, then I can hear the song in my head and I know, oh, Ralph, he will scream in that way. And it's all so different with Primal Fear, for example. I don't write everything. We are a team and I write a lot with Matt and Ralph, and they have all the input. And the same was with Tony Harnell. He didn't let me write any lyrics, and he write melodies too. And that's good.
Is Annette Olsen going to be one of the artists you're hoping to have on the rock opera, the female rock opera? I was listening to you know, Worlds Apart, and she sounded great, and she looks healthier and happier than she has in a long time. I hear she's working as a nurse now. I don't know if that's right, but
yeah, that's correct.
It's crazy.
Yeah, especially in these times, but yeah. It's not official who's going to sing it, but I think she's going to be one of them. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, and of course you've worked with Amanda Somerville, and she's an amazing singer too. You know, to say nothing of Nora. I mean, lots of great female singers out there. So I mean, you certainly won't want for choice.
No, Frontiers have signed a lot of bands and female singers. So that's, I came up with the idea too, because I saw all these great singers and I got a long, long list from them. Oh, here's some options for you. So I never emailed so many girls in a lot of emails and discussions, but yeah, it's great. And I chose very different voices. So I don't want to have the 7 singers that sing classical. I want to maybe have a couple ones and then some rock singers and, you know, some different styles to make it good.
So another question that I have then, I mean, is just about playing the guitar and doing a solo. I mean, obviously you're an amazing guitarist. So, you know, thanks. What makes a good solo for you?
I have a rule that has to be possible to sing a part in the solo, that you can sing along to it. And that's the only rule. And then I can shred after that. But if I shred all the time, I think it's forgettable. You don't. It's just a sound effect. So I want to have a good melody, and I'm sure you know I love to have harmonies in it and that stuff. So I'm not so into the guitar playing. It's more important with the song. So if the guitar solo doesn't lift the song, I have to remove it or make it again.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, do you ever find yourself just kind of getting lost where it's just like since you can shred, it's just like just you're going in, and the next thing you know, it's a very shreddy kind of guitar solo, and then it's just like, oh no, wait, that's not right. I went too far.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's too much, and yeah, actually, it's always a bit too much. I could take it easier because I don't have to prove that I can play fast, and there are so many guitar players that can play fast. It's better to have something really melodic and nice and a good sound. That's more important. But sometimes I shred too much because it's fun, maybe. I don't know.
a lot of artists, the musicians, they say that albums are never finished. They're just released. Are you like that? Are you somebody who is right up until the last second is constantly tweaking about it? And do you, after an album is released, do you think about what else you could have done to work on it? You seem like a very much a perfectionist.
Yeah, I tweak a lot. But it's a good feeling when you send away the master tape and it's, you can't do anything anymore about it. And then the weeks or the months after it's done, I'll listen a lot to it try to take a step back and relax and maybe have a beer or something. So I'm not that super concentrated and just enjoy the music. At the same time, I analyze it and I think about, is there something I would like to change? And for every album I make, that the parts I want to change is getting less and less. So on the latest Free Fall, that's not much. There's maybe some small mixing details, but not a big thing. So I'm learning all the time. I'm learning from the mistake or what I didn't like from the last album.
So then what are the biggest things that you learned from the first album in 2013 to now?
How I write the melodies for the singer. Sometimes if I read my lyrics and I think, wow, this is great and the melody is great, but it's maybe very hard to sing the lyrics on the melodies. And I didn't care much about that. And that can really make a good song sound crap if you can hear that the singer have to push in too much words in the chorus, or it destroys it. And so I think a lot about how the words sound in the melody. So even if the meaning in the lyrics is getting suffer from it, I can sometimes remove words just to get it to sound better for the singer, you know. Have some vocals on the high notes, it won't work. Some words just sound stupid when you try to sing it on a really high note. And so I think a lot about that. And I try to sing it. I sing all the demos myself and try to sing it And if I can't sing it, it's probably quite bad. that's my biggest problem. I have these great songs and I'm so happy. And then when I sing on it, I don't, it's not that good. I feel that, and then I have to make it again and fix the melody.
But you still did two of the songs. You sang two of the songs on this album. So it was that kind of intentional right off the bat. I mean, they sound really good. So I mean,
Don't Walk Away is, I think, my third favorite song on the album. Uh-huh, probably. Okay. It's one of my favorites. Obviously we talked about your instrumental song and The Queen of Fire, and I really like Under the Black Star, but I think Don't Walk Away, I really like that song.
That's cool to hear. That's the hardest song I ever sang. That was really hard. I did a lot of melodies and changed it, and then it didn't feel good, and I don't sing that much like a singer, so I always have to, I have to start over every time I sing these kind of songs, that it sounds not so good the first day, and the second day it sounds okay, and then on the third day it starts to sound like I want it. So it takes a long time, and especially when you have these kind of singers as guests that I compare, I think they are the best I know, and it's They set a really high bar.
Have you ever thought about maybe a band, just fronting a band and only singing and not playing any other instruments or guitars? Just maybe that would be a way to improve your singing and your vocals and for the future?
Yeah. When I was really young, before the album career, and I sang in a band. Not only, I had a guitar too, but I was the lead singer, but I'm not really comfortable, and I want to take a step back, and I don't want to be that front guy, and I'm really horrible at learning lyrics, and I know when I'm touring, when I toured with Primal Fear, I always feel sorry for the singers in the bands, and Ralph, they really can't relax, they have to think about the voice all the time, and we can party if we want to all the time, and we can play when we are sick, but they have to take care of them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we talk to a lot of singers, and yeah, keeping your voice intact and protected is just so important for them, whereas of course, I mean, your guitar, you get it tuned. I mean, provided you haven't injured your hand, then things are okay.
So I'm more comfortable to play guitar and write songs, and the older I get, I have to say that I really love the studio. It's great to play live, but if I had to choose, I would absolutely choose to write songs.
So you're working on the Beatles method then, is like a kind of, perfect everything in the studio and avoid going out live that much.
Yeah, it's also my life. It's hard with the kids and Primal Fear are touring too much. So I can't go away for that long. For me, a couple of weeks, that would be great. So that's why I'm not touring with Primal Fear anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we talked about Ferryman and some other projects that I could decide, because it's hard for me to tell the guys in Primal Fear, you only can tour for 2 weeks, but because it's not my band. But if I have my own project, I could, we could just do a couple of festivals in a couple of weeks, and that would be great.
So what is the reason for the last for a 5 year wait between Free Fall albums?
I didn't do anything between the albums. So
no, you weren't busy at all.
Yeah, no.
So the break between is it 5 years? Yeah, it is. Actually, I didn't plan to do another one, and that was the same after the first one, because a solo album is so much harder than the other stuff. It takes a lot of more time, and I don't know why, but I'm drained when so after the album is done, I said never again. This was great and never again. And I said the same after Kingdom of Rock, and I said the same now again. But I know, but if I wait 5 years, maybe I will do it again.
How important, I know we're almost out of time, but like how important is it to have work with Frontiers, because you know they're so good with releasing albums, you know, like the Team Up albums and stuff like that that you get to work on.
Yeah, they're great, and they have all these bands with singers that want to do solo projects, and it started a little with Alan Lande. I remember they talked about doing a solo album with Jorn, and then we came up with this idea to have two singers. And so I think it's the best label for me with all the great artists and all the projects, because not many bands want to have an outside writer, I think. But doing the solo stuff, solo albums for singers and projects, that's perfect. So I'm really happy that I'm working for Frontiers. And also it's the perfect style for me. Many of the albums I wrote are for singers that I had in my have in my record collection and on posters on my wall. So that's just perfect.
Well, Magnus, I know we're almost out of time, so tell everybody where to find Freefall We Are the Night, which of course is coming out June 12th.
Yeah, where they can find it.
Yeah, exactly. So social.
Where they can keep up with you and
exactly
and you know all your projects.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I think the Freefall Facebook page is the best place, or a Frontiers page. That then you can see everything what's happening.
It's a terrific album. I mean, all your work so far, you know, with you know. You're an extremely talented guy, and we appreciate the efforts you put into your music, and we look forward to, you know, many more years of listening to you contribute to the world with your beautiful music. So thank you very much, Magnus.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Can try and hide or escape in your dreams. I will. You can.